Y'all, welcome to Sync Music Mondays, episode 3. My name is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best, and welcome my co-host, the one and only, the man of the hour, K-Sparks, aka Kyle Hunter. What's good, man?
What's up, family? What's the word, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm eating good, living good, everything good.
Alive and blessed. We alive and blessed, man. We alive and blessed. So, yeah, this is fire, man. Episode number 3 is moving. Shout out to all the subscribers. Shout out to everybody in the Discord, subscribers on YouTube, people listening to the podcast. Man, we do this for y'all, man. This is why we do this. This is about community, and this is just about paying it forward. And we want to see y'all win, man. And y'all will win. You know, so I speak. I'm big on words, so I'm intentional with my words. I'm intentional about y'all. I'm intentional about this platform.
He's a wordsmith.
That's it. That's it. Words
have
power.
He's nice with the words. That's, so since we're talking about words, what's the word of the day?
The word of the day. Here we go, man. Look, we tapped in, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Like, this is what we do. So today's word of the day, man, y'all always going to see it up on the screen because this is what we do. Your life is the sum total of your daily habits. Move accordingly. I'll repeat that again. Your life is the sum total of your daily habits. Move accordingly. And you know, essentially what that is, man, I mean, it's pretty much black and white in a nutshell, but your life is a reflection of the choices you make on a daily basis. I love to go to the gym. I love to work out. So if you do something consistently, you're going to see results, right? Every day, if you eat well, treat your body well, you're going to be all right. Every day, if you're drinking liquor, doing drugs, abusing your body's going to be a reflection of that. So I say that in terms of your goals, your ambitions, your dreams. Make sure every day you take inventory of your day. So say to yourself, did I actually accomplish something? Even if it's not everything, at least one thing that'll get me closer to my goals. If I'm a musician, I want to get sync placements. All right, what am I doing on a daily basis to get me there? Did I at least send out, you know, 5 emails to potential prospects? Did I network with other like-minded artists that are doing it the way I want to do it? You got to hold yourself accountable, because without that, there's no checks and balances. So, you know, always hold yourself accountable, you know, and always take inventory. Like, you know, be intentional, be specific with your life. Don't play with your destiny. Take control of it. And that's the word of the day.
I love it, man. You got to always be self-aware and reflective, you know, on where you want to go.
That's it. That's it. That's it, man. That's what it is, man. So, you know, I'm feeling good, Jay. I'm feeling good, man. This is amazing to see the feedback, feel the energy from the people, man.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. What we getting into today? That's what I want to know. What we getting into?
So, you know, it's wild, man. These topics that we get, they come from the people, because we ask the people, what do they want to hear us talk about? What do they need to know? So this topic was actually chosen by a lot of musicians, and it's how to structure a song for sync. That's their question. They want to know, how can I structure my songs accordingly for sync? So, you know, I guess, what's your take on that, man? We could kind of go back and forth about our experiences and what we feel.
Yeah, for sure. I would say for sync, majority of the time, they don't want intros that are like super dragged out, you know, 20, 30 seconds long. Like, no, they want something short to the point. So I would say no more than 4 bars, you know, 2 bars would be nice, you know, but I would say between 2 to 4 bars. If you can structure it where the hook comes first. And when I say hook, I got to be a little bit more specific, because I know there's a lot of very creative artists out there and they have hooks that are typically, you know, 16, 20, and you know, and I get there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but when it comes to sync, a lot of times they have a specific format. So I would say an 8-bar hook. Following that, I would say you don't even necessarily have to do a 16-bar verse. It could be an 8-bar verse, and then maybe after the 8-bar verse, you have a nice little 4-bar, maybe 8-bar, depending on the type of song, 4-8-bar pre-hook, but it's not necessary. It is not necessary to have that. I would say at a minimal basis, intro, 2 to 4 bars, a hook that is 8 bars, one verse that is 8 bars, and then format it to the point where it's intro, hook, verse, hook, and potentially an outro. And then that could be the super basic song format. Now, obviously, you can add a second verse, a third verse, and all of that, but I'm just giving you a super basic format.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110%, man. And you know, it's interesting, like, that's what I realized, like, when I first got into sync, because I'm a lyricist, I'm a barsmith, like, I love flows, I love cadence, I'm big on intonation, connotation, yes, how you say things, the impact of those words. So I was used to making songs like that, like, especially coming from Queens, man, we about bars, right? Yeah. So Everybody gonna bar you to death, we gonna have like 100 bars. But I had to learn that when I got into sync. It's a different type of time, and you don't have to do 1,000 bars. Just like you said, Jay, it's like the structure. With sync, you want to think of it as like you want to get in and you want to get out. Yep. Like you have to be very strategic, almost kind of like military style. Like you're very structured, you get in, you do what you have to do, and you get out, because things move so fast in TV and film. So just envision for that moment saying everything you need to say. Like, you know, they say, hey, if you only had 5 minutes to say what you had to say, how would you get it out? And that's how you have to structure these songs. Like, all right, I need to say as much as I can with a small window. So to your point, like when I do songs for sync, the very first thing that comes is the hook. Because I'ma hook you, I'ma catch you. This is catchy. All right, this is what this song is about. Okay, I dig it. And then from that point, hit them with some bars. Hit them with another hook. Then structure it differently. You know, you might have a bridge that kind of carry it along, something that's catchy, something that they really get into. So the song structure is very important. You know, like at the end of the day, like you want to be able to put your best foot forward. So, you know, you hook them in with the hook, couple bars, little bridge, maybe hook again, then you out of there, right?
Yeah,
so,
keep it straight to the point. That's it.
Yeah, it was funny because I remember me and you was in my studio. I was playing a bunch of records for you. And I had this one song, you was vibing to it, and then you was like, damn, man, I wanted some more.
Yeah. But that's a good thing. You always want to have the listener want more. And I was like, God damn, this joint, it's over with now.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into it. But nah, that's what it's supposed to be, though. Always leaving them wanting more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it, man. That's it. So, you know, it's kind of like, and I know all of y'all done got a mall where y'all live, shopping mall. And y'all remember going to the mall, maybe with your parents or whatever. And you go to the food court. And you got the man there with the bourbon chicken samples, right? He got the platter. He got the toothpicks in him. And you know,
He know what he doing.
Right? What he doing? He's giving you a taste, right? You get that one little piece.
It's that crack, that cocaina.
It got the toothpick in it. And you know, he flick it up like that. He flick it up with conviction. He give it to you, right? That's how you gotta do your music, man. You give him a taste, man. You give him a sample, get him hooked, and have him coming back for more. That's the name of the game with music licensing, man. You know, like, you give him good product, but you give it to him proportionately, right? That's all this is, you know, doing it the right way, man. So you made a good point, man. Yeah, you gotta structure it the right way. You know, another gem that I'll say, because we call this the jewelry store, we just dropping gems for y'all.
Yeah.
I would say try to stay away from samples, man, because
that's
one thing I realized too, was like, you know, I was a barsmith, and then all my producers were like Kanye West Juniors, so they were pitching up the sample. You know, and like everything was sampled. So a lot of records that I had, I probably had like 100 records that would have been fire for sync, but they all had samples in them. So I couldn't use them, you know, because my producers weren't clearing these samples. They were just like, yo, I like it, I'm going to chop it up and that's it. We're going to make a record. But, you know, there's a difference between being a hobbyist and then approaching your business as a business. And I want everybody to understand, like, this is your business. Like, you know, don't let nobody fool you. Like, yeah, you may have a 9-to-5 and there's nothing wrong with that, because your job is your first business partner. Like my man Storm Leroy say, like, your job can fund your dreams. No shame in having a 9-to-5, but approach your craft and your music the same way you do your job, same way you got to show up every day and clock in for yourself. You know, and approach it professionally. You know, like, don't think of it as, well, you know, I'm just doing this song. No, how can you monetize that song? And make sure you're structuring that song appropriately to be monetized. Make sure it ain't a bunch. It's not, you're not doing a song over a Michael Jackson sample, because Lord knows you ain't going to be able to clear Michael. Right? So it's like, you know, do something realistic and attainable that you can monetize. You know, yeah. Stop thinking as a hobbyist. Start thinking. I want y'all to start thinking like businessmen, businesswomen, and start making your songs that way they can monetize it for you.
Nice, you know? I love it. Yeah, because you're not going to be able to clear these samples. Like, absolutely, I don't think people realize how much it costs to clear a sample. And it is probably not in a lot of you all's budget. So, yeah, stay away from the samples. You know, collaborate with musicians. Be creative when you get in the studio. But, yeah, stay away from the samples.
Definitely. Got it. Definitely, man, definitely. And another thing I'll tell y'all too is that I learned there's different types of genres, clearly. Clearly, I'm a hip-hop artist. I do all types of hip-hop, whether that's commercial hip-hop, jazz hip-hop, mainstream hip-hop, chill hop. I do it all. Jay does it all. That's why we work so well together. But, you know, one thing that's big now that I've noticed is a cinematic hip-hop. This is like a thing now. Like, this is like the thing. So they've got these big build-ups, these cinematic drops. They've got all these different elements. And this is something that they're looking for. So, like, when you do stuff like that, you know, you kind of, it opens up your mind, right, to different types of styles. So just be mindful of that, too. I would say, like, when crafting songs, pay attention when you go to your favorite movie. If you go see the Spider-Verse, or you go see the Avengers and they got some hip hop in there, be cognizant of that. You know, Shazam it. What song is this? Mm-hmm. Right? When you get out the theater, if it's Netflix, because most people are Netflix, pull it up on YouTube. Play the track. Hear how they're structuring these songs, because, you know, there's a lot of industry trends sometimes. And, you know, feel free to do that, you know. But always make it your own. You know, I don't condone people being copycats or trend chasers. You know, you can take something, you can take a style, but make it your own, you know.
Facts. Yeah, always, you know, be a student. You know, when you go out, you know, first of all, when you wake up in the morning, you just want to make sure you learn at least one new thing that day. So, yeah, just be a student of everything. That's it. And I always want you all to pay attention to the music and how it's being used, because a lot of the times they're not using the whole song. So you could be putting all your effort into making sure that each part of the song is great, which is a good thing. But then when you actually see the placement, you'll be like, they only used that part, 10 seconds of that? So, yeah, just pay attention to everything.
Definitely, definitely, man. Yeah, I mean, those are big facts right there, man. And, you know, one thing I want to circle back on too, Jay, is less is more. That's the big thing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, don't overthink it. Be true to yourself. Be true to your vibe. And, yeah, man, just make music that's true to you and true to form, you know?
Yes. Kiss. Keep it short and simple.
There you go. There you go, man. So, I mean, that's pretty much it, man, in a nutshell, man. You know, we'll dive into this more, you know, as we progress with more episodes and stuff, man. But there y'all have, man, a lot of gems that y'all can utilize in terms of just how you guys are going to formulate your songs for TV and film.
Yeah, we just kept it short and simple for y'all. Yeah, see y'all in the next episode. Person with your body nervous. Eagerly we lavish, seeming that we established the finest wine in Paris. Greenery like it's cabbage. Dope flow, tell the dope man that we be chilling. They say it's so appealing, now we dancing on the ceiling. God willing, make a million, swear to God up on the chilling. I'm bound to make a killing, every day I chase the feeling. I told them no defeat, man, I'm just getting this swap. I told a like tweet and get in touch with yourself. Follow your passion, it's every day, never stalling. Cause ain't no caller for when you miss your calling. And every day I pay the price. You can tell I'm say tonight. Living on the edge like Peter Parker.